Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. I mentioned last hour that Teslin Figaro was one of the three people I squared off with when I was on Charlemagne the God show. She's the one who told Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank, "I live it every day," referring to America's racism that she apparently has to navigate through every single day. Here's part of my exchange when I was on Charlemagne the God, number 26.
Mr. Elder, I know a lot of black conservatives, and I completely agree about the black family. I don't think anybody here objects to that.
I don't disagree about that at all.
I think when you talk about ideology and then you mix in parties and then personalities, it gets kind of confusing. And, you know, you mention yourself not to moan and groan, you know, that as long as you work hard, all is well. And I think where the conflict is coming in is you did moan and groan about how the Republicans treated you. You did moan and groan about Governor Newsom and, you know, asking for a recall. You did not leave that up to the voters. You are moaning and groaning when it comes to Donald Trump and how he's being treated. So it just seems to be a hypocrisy, and I don't know if the message would land a little bit better if there was some fairness across the board on Democrats and Republicans. I'm an independent, by the way, and I think both parties are trash, and I think all of us here, you know, see both sides.
I agree, and
that's the part that's just not landing for me. There seems to be an unfairness on both sides with you.
Well, not too surprisingly, I don't agree with your analysis. How is it that I did not leave the recall to the voters? What do you mean by that?
What do you
said? You said I didn't leave the recall to the voters.
No. I said you moaned and groaned about it. You said it should be recalled, correct? Correct.
I said Gavin Newsom should have been recalled. Yes.
Right. That's moaning and groaning.
Well, actually, it's taking advantage of what's in the California Constitution, which is when a certain percentage of voters sign a petition to recall a politician, there can be a recall vote, and there was one, as there was in 2003. We recalled a governor then. And there was in 2021 when I attempted to recall Gavin Newsom. That's part of our democratic process in California.
Absolutely. We agree with that. I'm going to your statement when you said rather than moan about it. A little while ago you said rather than moan about it, I'm just going to keep doing the hard work. And so I'm just saying that technically is moaning about it because the governor is the sub.
I don't follow exactly what you're saying. I really
it's okay. I don't expect you to.
Yeah,
but it's one moment.
I'm a little slow sometimes.
One moment you're complaining about the system, and the next minute you're saying the system is fair, the next minute you're saying it's not fair. So that's what I'm saying. There just seems to be a double standard on you and the system, not wanting to be accountable for a system that black people are not in charge of, of not wanting to hold both sides accountable when it comes to the system.
Do I believe Hillary was treated differently and Joe Biden treated differently than Donald Trump is being treated? Yes, I do. Is that an indictment about whether or not America is systemically racist? No, it is not.
They're two totally different things.
Yes,
you're trying to merge the two, but they're two totally different things.
I agree with you. They're two different things. No, we're agreeing. The two different things. We're agreeing.
No, we're agreeing to two different things. We're not agreeing that there's not systematic racism because we're not in charge of the system, sir. In case you
All right. Can we,
have never been in charge of any system.
Well,
we're not
actually, we have been. Take Baltimore.
No, we've never been in charge
of any. May I finish?
Tell me, what financial system are black people in charge of? What healthcare system are black people in charge of? What government system are black people in charge of?
I'm about ready to tell you.
What prison system are black people in charge of?
I'm about ready to tell you.
I'm not talking about mayors. I already know that talking point, sir. I go on Fox News all the time as well. So let's not go there with that. I said, what system have we created?
Goodness.
Have we implemented that we have been in charge of? Name one.
Is this why you don't like talking to black women, Larry Elder?
Wow. Baltimore. Freddie Gray a few years ago.
No. That's mayors. I'm not talking. I said system.
I'm remember going to like tell you system. About this system if you allow me to finish my point.
I'm not talking about somebody elected and doing a job, sir. I asked what system did we create? What financial
okay, let's talk about the
create?
System of one of the largest.
Let him say his point,
thank you.
Then.
One of the systems of one of the largest cities in America, Baltimore. Freddie Gray died in police custody a few years ago. The mayor was black. The head of the police department was black. Number two.
It's not in charge of the system, but go ahead.
Number two person in charge of the police department was black. All
the
city council Democrats, majority black.
Six, still not in charge of the system.
Wow.
Six
officers charged. Three of them were black. A judge before whom two of the officers tried their case found him not guilty was black.
Still not in charge of the system.
The city intendant of public schools was black. The county superintendent of public schools is black. The Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, is black, as was the President of the United States, was black. And yet...
Still not
people,
in charge of the system.
So who's in charge of the system?
Well,
Wanda Sykes said when Barack Obama got elected, how are you going to complain about the man when you are the man? Now, from the President to the Attorney General to the State Attorney to the Mayor to the head of the police department to the commissions of the schools in the city and in the county to the majority of city council in that city, all of them are black. And you're still saying that we don't run anything?
So who's in charge of the
system? No. I said who created the system. I didn't say we didn't run anything. I challenged a lot of those black leaders, by the way. I said who, when we talk about the system, what black people have been in charge of any system? I'm not talking about a position. I'm not talking about a mayor. You know good
and well what I'm talking about. You're basically saying that they're black faces that are still in those positions, but they're still being a part of the system.
Correct. Similar to you, Mr. Elder. You're a black face in a position in the conservative movement. They're just the same. They're just on the other side. I'm talking about
the system. So then when Martin Luther King said in 1966, I believe there could be a black president, in about 40 years' time, then it really doesn't matter if there's one or isn't one. Because nothing changes.
He was naive then. Killed him as well. Well, we know that the FBI and the CIA also killed him. That system. You realize that, correct?
Wow.
Long day. Stephen A. Smith apparently is thinking about running for president. And he was asked by CBS's Costa if he was worried about racism. Number 23.
How would you handle race if you got into the contest?
I would be who I am.
Would you worry about racism if you ran for president?
No. I know it exists. I know that you can't escape it, but I do not believe it is as prevalent as some on the left would like us to believe. I do believe a vast majority of Americans judge you on the content of your individual character rather than the color of your skin. I think a lot of people in America, especially in this day and age, now more so than ever before, it's not about race. It's about the fact that they don't give a damn about it because they got their own problems. That's entirely different than believing they are superior to you and they want to hold you back from ascending. That's not what's going on to the degree that it was decades ago. What's going on now is that we have more white Americans and others suffering and worried about the state of our nation. And because they're concerned about that, that's where their worries lie.
Now, I mentioned this before. Obama's running. 2008, his primary competitor on the Democratic side was Hillary Clinton. Mitt Romney, on the Republican side, his primary competition was John McCain, who ultimately got the nomination. Gallup asked if you'd ever vote for a black person. 5% of Americans said they would never vote for a black person, no matter how well qualified, 5%. 11% said they would never vote for a female, no matter how qualified, referring to Hillary. 24% said they would never vote for a Mormon, referring to Mitt Romney. 42% said they would never vote for somebody as old as John McCain. Now, what does that say? It says Obama's hurdle was lower than that of Hillary's, than that of Mitt Romney's, than that of John McCain. Yet people are still going BMW about how racist America is. It is absolutely absurd. I just now read you this big study done by the Brookings Institution. People don't care about your race when they hire you. They care about your competence. Most people have friends of a different color. Most people have coworkers of a different color. Half of them have a boss of a different color. About a third of Americans under the age of 30 are in interracial relationships. Nobody cares. And you have somebody like this woman, Tez Vaccaro, on CNN. I live it every day. You live what every day? She's on television. I don't know what her compensation is. I know what Charlemagne the God does. I've heard he makes millions of dollars a year talking about how bad things are. Van Jones, millionaire, talking about how bad things are. Don Lemon, millionaire, talking about how bad things are. Isn't it interesting? All these black millionaires on TV telling you that the system prevents you from becoming a black millionaire. Didn't stop them. It'll stop you. Incredible. Sunny Hostin apparently believes all of her neighbors are racist. Here's what she said about her white neighbors and her son, number 28.
As a mother of black children, I know that black boys are not given the presumption of innocence and the presumption of youth. She's calling the police and saying they're trying to steal her car, and they're 11 years old. They don't know how to drive. And so for me, what was interesting was I have had to be in the position where I have gone to my local police department because I know my son is going to be training for the Junior Olympics, running around the neighborhood in an all-white neighborhood. And I have brought him to the police and said, he belongs to me. This is my son. Do not harass him. Do not stop him.
Why would somebody want to live in an all-white neighborhood if she thinks it's racist? What was the point? There are other neighborhoods, you know. Unbelievable. One of the billionaires in Ohio has been ensnared in the Epstein saga. Stick around for that. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder here. You know, one of the most rewarding parts of sharing Relief Factor with you is hearing real stories like that of Sandra. She tells us, I've been hearing about Relief Factor on the radio for a couple of years, and I finally decided to try it because nothing else was helping my back pain. I know the feeling. With a 3-week quick start, she said, I went for it. Now I feel like a new person. That's Sandra's own words, and it's so gratifying to hear. I've told you about my brother Kirk having difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. He wouldn't listen to me. I told him to take Relief Factor. He finally did. Began moving better, feeling stronger. Too bad he didn't listen earlier. Try it for yourself. The 3-week quick start. And see how Relief Factor could be your game changer, too. It is only $19.95. Think about it. Do the math. Less than a dollar a day. So call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. All one word, relieffactor.com. How will it feel to be out of pain? 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Mandiva's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mandiva's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandiva's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandiva's Cabinets.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Ready? Online marketing. winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.com.
Call Larry at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Now from the Relief Factor studio, here's Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel, more developments on Epstein. Also, why is it that quote-unquote ordinary Americans believe that we are in a recession when in fact the economy is booming? All of this and more. There is a governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, who is, I believe, thinking about running for president. A lot of people are suggesting he's presidential timber. He was asked, by the way, he's black, he was asked if Donald Trump is a racist, number 34.
Do you think the president is a racist? He did post an image of Barack and Michelle Obama, former President Obama, as an ape.
Well, I mean, he also has spent the past year making a direct assault on scholarships for HBCUs. That the past year we have seen the greatest assaults on unemployment for black women that our country has ever seen. That he's spending his time attacking history and banning books. I honestly think it's a question not just for the president, but frankly I think it's also a question for white America if they are looking at his actions. And I think that's something that people need to wrestle with.
Assault on historically black college and university scholarships. The guy who in his first term put him on funding for almost 10 years. Assault on black women, their jobs, banning book. Ugh. President Trump had a Black History Month event yesterday, number 33.
Yes, you can. I like her. Please.
I like him too. One thing I like about him, he keeps it real, just like Grandma. I appreciate that because I can trust him because he tells exactly how he feels and what he thinks. Thank God for this president. I am filled, my cup runneth over, because he allowed his constituents, his people, to come to my house to interview me, to talk about the murder of my grandson. It seemed like nobody cared. I'm an advocate for murder. I marched. I rallied. I pulled out other families in the District of Columbia that had murders and did not have answers. Ooh. We marched and we rallied, and nobody heard me, Democrats, get mad at me. Until this Republican sent his constituents, his people out there, to interview me in my home. Have you ever heard of a thing? Then they invited me twice before Congress to testify for the beautiful bill that's going to change crime in the district. If you kill somebody, okay, you take a life, you do life. Just that simple. If you do a hush crime, you do hush time. Just that simple. And if we need National Guard, and which we did years ago, he brought it on. I love him. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about that racist stuff. And don't be looking at me on the news hating on me because I'm standing up for somebody that deserves to be stand up for. Get off the man's back. Let him do his job. He's doing the right thing. Back up off of me. And Grandma said it.
White man being praised because he's tough on crime. Black mayor of Chicago asked about the illegal alien who bashed a woman in the head, raped her, number 17.
Well, the real Chicagoans that I talk to, that I communicate with, mostly black and brown, actually, tell me that you don't seem to know the difference between illegal aliens and real Chicago citizens. They feel that you are siding with the illegal aliens over them in their communities.
Okay.
Sadly,
William, let's get to the question.
Let's get to the question. The real question is simply this. I don't know how to make it any more direct. An illegal alien from Nicaragua grabbed a woman on the north side last week.
Question?
Bashed her head into the sidewalk, knocked her unconscious, and raped her. If that had been your wife's station.
Okay, all right, we're not going to answer. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
man. All right.
Would you want ICE to deport her?
All right. Let's move on.
Yes or no?
Let's move on.
Answer the question as a man. Not as a mayor, but as all a right. man. Would you want
yeah, thanks.
ICE
Thank you.
Now, yesterday we played Ted Lieu, a congressman from California, who said that he reviewed the Epstein files and Donald Trump is a child rapist. But Javon Crockett said you reviewed the files and they were heavily redacted. So I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on. Number 21.
There's so much that was redacted from these files. I know you are one of the lawmakers who went in and looked at some of the unredacted documents. What were your takeaways?
No, that's actually not the case. I went in to see unredacted files. Mm-hmm. And of the files that my staff had listed that they wanted me to go ahead and try to review, all of those files are still redacted. And so I was asking the staff that was there, why is it that I am here? And basically it was just a waste of my time. This is another thing that concerns everyone, whether you're talking about a Rokana or a Thomas Massie. There's a lack of transparency and seemingly an attempt to cover up. It is really sad that the United States has historically led this world. And right now we're seeing the United States fall for so many reasons. We see leaders all around the world that are resigning. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure I understand what happened. So you went in, as did many of your colleagues, to see unredacted files. But was it the
yes.
specific files that you wanted to see that they would not unredact? And
correct.
Why do you think
so
that is?
Do you
know the context around those?
I don't know exactly what all I was supposed to see if it had been redacted. My staff gave me a list of specific files that they were like, we think you should try to go and look at these. They have four computers set up for all 435 members of the House. I sat down at one of those computers. They showed us how to go through the process of actually seeing the unredacted version. I then had to have the person that taught us how to do that to say, wait a minute, am I doing something wrong? Because as I continue to search specific documents, they are coming up and they are redacted. And so the explanation that I was given is that that must have been how they were sent over. And there are a lot of documents that they've been getting the same issue. They've been trying to resolve, I will say, because a lot of members have had that problem. So they were taking note of everything that I was trying to unredact and denoting that they were not available in an unredacted form.
Do you really believe that if the Epstein files show that Donald Trump is a, quote, child rapist, close quote, the Biden-Harris administration would not have put that information out. More on that when we come back. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Have you know?
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Larry Elder, doing the job that illegal aliens won't do.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Brought to you from the Relief Factor Studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Mike is in Philadelphia. Mike on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Larry, thank you for
your service. Thank you for doing what you've been doing.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you. And
thank
I
you.
Have to say one thing. I'll start crying, so please bear with me. I was watching Newsmax on Rod Smith's show, and a guy by the name of Scott Lobato, he made a statement. He said the one guy to save the city once and for all was Curtis Sliwa.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say something about you. There's only one guy that could have saved the state of California as governor. Guess what his name was? His name was Larry Elders. And I forgive me for the S. I still put an S on the end of your name. I love you. I've been listening to you for all about your dad and your brother, and I've been following you. And I want to thank you for and exposing all this mess we're in this country. You know, I'm 82 years old, 82 and a half. And in my day, it was yes, officer, no officer. You didn't. Now they shoot cops. They burn cities down. And all you're doing in the black community. And I'm the next. I used to box as a kid, and my trainer. I shouldn't say what it was. People know who I am. My trainer was Quinzel McCall. I slept. He was like my dad. I slept with him in the Hotel New Yorker that took the great Len Vigor Matthews bags right into the original Madison Square Garden. And I probably eaten more chitlins than most black people because I'm not I'm Italian anyway. But just to hear your voice and thank you for being and exposing all this mess and believe me, I think Steve Hilton's a great guy. He's a conservative, but there's no one that it could have cleaned up. There would have never been fires out there. It would have been water in the. You're the only guy. Why are the people? It always seems to get thrown under the bus, and like I can't understand that I'm lost. And that woman that threw something at you, I'll never forget that for as long as I live. Oh God. Anyway, thank you for being on the air, Larry. God bless. Be safe and have a great, safe and healthy New Year.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Wow. Well, in case you were doubting it, is there any doubt that Democrats want to defund reform, defund ICE, defund DHS? This is Ilhan Omar, number 40.
What I will say is that there is an easier conversation happening today than, 6-7 years ago when I got to Congress about what we need to do with ICE, which is to abolish it. And there is a lot of conversation about what the dismantlement of the Department of Homeland Security should look like.
Abolish ICE. Now, this is a former Obama DHS chief. Here is what he said about Tom Homan, number 38.
Do you believe Homan's a good man? Homan was one of my key advisors. The answer is yes. He's very pro-law enforcement. He's pro-enforcement. I knew the label on that bottle of wine I was getting, but he's fundamentally a law enforcement officer. He's not an ideologue.
Wow. And remember, Obama gave him an award for the work he did in helping Obama become the, quote, deporter in chief. Hillary Clinton said that immigration had gone too far. She sounded almost like Donald Trump. Here is a Democrat strategist responding to what Hillary said, number 25.
Well, I appreciate Secretary Clinton's, but I think it, honestly it is a mistake for Democrats to adopt that sort of positioning, and I think really Republican talking points around immigration. I think that it's not a matter of did it go too far. There was a point at which we talked about immigration as a holistic thing. It was a comprehensive system. Republicans were successful in getting us to talk about it only in terms of enforcement. So we're only talking about deportation. But the fact that we sort of conceded the point that there should be a way for folks who have been living in the country, who are working, who are part of the engine that drives the economy and the fabric of communities, that there should be a way for people to get citizenship. When that conversation went away, that was around the same time we started seeing more chaos around the border. Those things aren't disconnected. So I think what we should do as Democrats is use this moment.
So, in other words, Hillary sounds too much like Donald Trump.
Larry Elder here. Let me share Brian's story from Alabama, my mom's home state. He tells us, after taking Relief Factor for just 3 weeks, at least 90% of my pain is gone. My pain has started to limit me at work and at home, and now I'm amazed at how much relief I've gotten, end of quote. These are Brian's own words, and they speak volumes about what Relief Factor can do for you. I've told you about my buddy Tom, an avid golfer, out on the green almost every single day. He says without Relief Factor, he wouldn't be able to swing freely because of shoulder pain or back pain. But since taking it, he said he stayed active, comfortable, and confident in his swing. He is a scratch golfer. That's why I encourage you to try Relief Factor yourself and see what it can do for you. Don't wait. If you're dealing with daily pain, launch your 3-week quick start and see what Relief Factor can do for you. 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. How will it feel to be out of pain? 800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. A lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next 2 mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
He ran for California governor. He ran for United States president. And now he's running wild in Victocrat minds. Here's Larry.
888-971, S-A-G-E, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel.
CNBC has a word to describe how well the economy is doing versus how badly a lot of people think it's doing. They called it boom session. We're going to talk about this later on the show. Chris is also in Philadelphia. Chris, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. You should write a book about the Central Park Five, because I went online to try and find anything. I gave up there for 30 straight minutes. I looked online to see if there was anything backing up what you're saying, and there was nothing.
I'll give you some sources. Google Central Park Five and Ann Coulter. She's written about four or five articles about it. Google Linda Fairstein, Wall Street Journal. She wrote a long piece about her reaction to the Ava DuVernay movie that portrayed her as a racist, vindictive prosecutor.
I know, but why didn't the prosecutor write? I mean, why didn't the detective, all the people that were involved?
Well, if you go online and go to YouTube and type in Larry Elder, Epic Times, and write Central Park 5, you'll find a video that I've done, and I have the interviewer I did with the black lead detective in my little video. It's about 15, 20 minutes long. He was a lead detective, and neither Ava DuVernay nor Ken Burns, who did a documentary purporting to claim that the Central Park 5 were innocent, never interviewed him. Now, the reason for that is at the time they did both their works, he was under an order not to talk because they were engaging in a settlement with the Central Park Five, so he was not allowed to speak publicly. Once that thing was over and was settled, he then could speak. I interviewed him, but those two never did.
It's amazing. I remember it. I was an adult when it happened.
Yeah.
And it mirrored that case with these white kids that raped and murdered these little boys.
Well, again, the big thing about this is that they refer to the Central Park Five. One of them, by the way, ran for office in New York, got elected. They claim they were completely innocent. Again, their confessions are all on YouTube. You can watch them yourself. You're innocent, and you're 16, 17 years old, but you're so afraid, intimidated by the NYPD, you simply confess when you didn't do anything? Really? As if the NYPD is like the police in the old South in the 50s, like was Emmett Till? Are you kidding me? This is the NYPD, and they were not like that. But that's how this thing has been portrayed. You have Whoopi Goldberg on The View referring to them as the exonerated five, and they were exonerated, but they shouldn't have been. Evidence was overwhelming. They confessed. They took back their confessions. All of them are on video. You can watch it yourself. Were they browbeaten? No. Did somebody have a rubber hose smacking them around the head? No. Were they prevented from using the bathroom? No. Were they prevented from having water? No. Parents were there as their kids were confessing. So please. And the idea that the only thing that they had was their own confession, they also had physical evidence. And again, you can read what Linda Fairstein said. She was a lead prosecutor. She wrote a column in the Wall Street Journal that was published. She also sued Ava DuVernay for defamation, and they settled for $1 million. The money was donated to the Innocence Project. She never, ever believed that they were innocent, as did the second prosecutor involved. He also said they were completely guilty. And the lead detective, who was black, said they were guilty. By the way, the lead detective, his last name was Reynolds, was not one of those that was sued by the Central Park Five. You know why? Because his presence in that lawsuit would have undermined their argument. Their argument was that the racist NYPD framed us. This guy is black. Their lead detective is black. So he wasn't sued. Surprise! And he talked about that. He said they couldn't sue me because it undermines their argument. Their argument is that the NYPD was racist. These kids were railroaded because we were anti-black. How are you going to make that argument when the lead detective is black? So he was not sued. Anyway, this is another big lie pushed by the left, just as Reuben Hurricane Carter allegedly was falsely convicted of murdering people. He was not falsely convicted. The evidence was overwhelming. And yet here he is. He was released. And then ran around talking about how he was framed. He wasn't framed. Took a polygraph, by the way, and flunked it. But that's just one little piece. There was physical evidence. There was eyewitness testimony. And when, because of people like Bob Dylan writing a song called Hurricane, and other Hollywood celebrities all saying this guy was an innocent man, framed, he got a second trial. You know what happened? Was found guilty again. So please. And then the movie says that he was convicted, and the one character says, but yeah, by all white juries. False. The first jury was all white, but the second one that also found him guilty had two blacks on it. Yet here we have this whole thing, movie made called Hurricane, and Denzel Washington was wonderful in the film. It was one lie start to finish. And the beginning of the film was a lie. It shows Hurricane Carter fighting this guy named Joey DiArgello. I think that's how you pronounce it. And beating him soundly. But they gave the decision to Joey Giardello. Again, the fight's also on YouTube. You can watch it yourself. And it's a one-sided fight. Joey Giardello was beating the crap out of Reuben Hurricane Carter. But in the movie, it shows the opposite, meaning his whole life, he'd been vindicated by racism. And they portrayed him as a choir boy in the movie. He even gave an interview before one fight, and he admitted he was a thug. He said he stabbed somebody one time everywhere but the bottom of his feet. He said that. Yet the movie has this charming guy who's minding his own business, and then the white man, the dastardly white man, just pursued him his whole life. Whole movie was a big, fat lie. And why? Why? What's the point? There are instances of racial injustice. There are bad cops. Why would you have to fabricate this thing, giving people the impression that the police are engaging systemic racism against black people, when in fact the evidence shows, I've said many times, if anything, the police are less likely, more hesitant, more reluctant to use deadly force on a black suspect than a white suspect. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Do not leave town.
Have you noticed losing weight feels harder than it used to be? You're eating better, you're moving more, but the scale barely moves. That could be incredibly frustrating. You start wondering what's going on. Is it age? Hormones? Could it be stress? For many, the real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting often makes it worse. At PhD Weight Loss, they don't just tell you to eat less and exercise more. There's so much more than that. They help you fix the root cause of stubborn weight gain. In fact, they've helped thousands finally understand why their bodies resist weight loss and what actually works. Right now, you can take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and pinpoints the real reason your body is holding on to weight so you finally know what to fix. Stop guessing. Start understanding your body. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. From our friends at PhD Weight Loss, visit fixmyweightloss.com now.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-793-9159.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor studio, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Yesterday we had a call from someone who says, you know, Larry, ordinary people like me don't believe the economy is doing all that great. We're going to talk about that next hour. Larry is in Lancaster. Larry, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Larry, you're the best. I love you very much. I do want to disagree with you on the Central Park Five. We know who the real rapist was. There was DNA evidence that proved it. And there's no mention of this guy in all the confessions. Not once do they mention the real rapist. Also, if you look at the evidence...
Hold on, Larry, the person you're talking about, his name is Mateus Reyes. He was in prison, by the way, for raping his mother. And he said, I did it, and I was there by myself. That's what caused these people to be termed exonerated. By the way, the Manhattan prosecutor would not allow the police to polygraph this guy. Would not allow the prosecution to interview any of the inmates to whom he was telling all this stuff. So I don't believe him, but it's okay. During the trial, the prosecutor said, "We don't have all the people who were involved. We don't have the person that was raping her. They were charged with acting in concert." One of them even said, "I didn't rape her, I just held her down." That's acting in concert. He didn't realize that he was admitting that he was guilty for acting in concert. That's what they were charged with. Furthermore, and this is very important, Ava DuVernay, who did this movie claiming that they were innocent, interviewed the Central Park Joggers doctor. The doctor said there were several different semen samples inside her, meaning she was gang raped. And she did not include that in the movie because, quote, I didn't believe the doctor, close quote, as if the doctor had a reason to lie. Why would the doctor lie? And finally, as I mentioned, the lead detective, a black man, was not interviewed by Ava DuVernay, was not interviewed by Ken Burns. Why would the lead detective, who is black, still stand by his investigation? What would be his motive for lying?
Well, I don't think they're lying. I think there's an issue of tunnel vision. We have a hard time believing you can get false confessions, but there's no consistency anywhere in the consistency in the statements that they made. Additionally, you can see the foliage. There's a group of ground cover that the body was dragged up. She was attacked at a lower level.
Well,
dragged up this foliage, and it's a single file line. There's not a
There was physical evidence, semen on all five of the people. They weren't convicted just on the confession, which, by the way, you can watch on YouTube and find out whether or not you believe that they were coerced. They weren't coerced, but they later on recanted confession, which is not uncommon when criminals or suspects are questioned without lawyers. But that wasn't the sole reason that they were prosecuted or found guilty. There was also physical evidence.
Have you seen the picture where she was dragged up the ground cover? It's a single file, one person line. She was hit low and dragged up this steel. It wasn't a group of six people that were running through the foliage.
Larry, I urge you to go on YouTube, look at my video where I interview the detective, and then you still feel the same way. I doubt that you will. I'm Larry Elder.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.